step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality with a very, very unique proposition for Turtle Dove tonight.
What is it? I wasn't in there.
You don't want to know.
Oh, yeah, I do, too.
So, Turtle Dove.
Cobra.
Hello, Cobra. Cream.
Hello, Cobra.
In a way, we are all sad to report that a superstar has been diagnosed with cancer. His name is...
Mike Reiner.
Robert De Niro.
No.
Yes.
I haven't heard this.
He has been diagnosed with butt cancer.
I think it's prostate cancer. Not butt cancer.
That's your butt. My story.
Your sources are very, very shaky.
He is expected to live only through the day.
Shut up.
Ass.
Quit giving out bad information.
Does he really have cancer?
Yes.
Yes, he does.
And it's prostate?
And they caught it in the earliest of stages.
Are they going to rip out his wiener?
Well, what kind of... No.
Don't notice my wiener in my pocket?
Why would they rip out his cancer, wiener?
They don't rip off your wiener.
They reach up through the rectum, grab the wiener from the inside, and then pull it back through.
Oh, you'd be kind of screwing yourself, wouldn't you?
Yes, you would, Greg.
Okay.
No, doctors say the condition was detected at an early stage because of regular checkups, a result of his proactive personal health care program. Now, all you homies out there,
or homos,
don't get checked.
Rectum.
There's a lesson. You been getting checked lately? You get a yearly prostate exam?
No, I'm about due.
You're past due.
Yeah, I am past due.
Why don't you give him one right quick, Corby?
Is it yearly?
Yes.
And at what age does that begin?
Supposedly 40.
40.
Should I start now?
You need all kinds of checkups.
Well, you're 39 going on 45. I'd say so.
But should a 35-year-old man be concerned with butt cancer?
Well, you're not 35. You're 39.
Your doctor will tell you no, but...
Imagine what does he know?
Just go for fun. Well,
what does your doctor know? Listen to me. Don't listen to your doctor.
Right. De Niro's doctor says there is a connection...
Sounds like you like that, Danny. Can't sound like you want one.
I don't
like
know.
You're just dying to have one. That's Danny getting his prostate exam. Okay, sir. Bend over.
You know how creeped out a doctor would be?
You just started laughing.
Like that?
Here's Corby during his prostate.
I love cream.
Doctor comes in, the lights are out, a disco ball's going.
Really funny, he comes in, it's just a normal examining room, and all of a sudden the doctor walks in, the disco ball drops down.
Music.
My pants fall off automatically. I've got this sequin shirt on.
He's up on the table. He's all poppered out. He's got his naked buttocks up in the air.
Here comes the doctor. He's got one of those real low-cut scrubs on with sequins.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lance. Oh, really? Give it to me, Lance. Give it to me, Lance. Give it to me, Lance. Push, push. Give it to me, Lance. Give it to me, Lance. Give it to me, Lance.
Here's where he starts the exam. Push. Right here.
Gross. Is that blood? I love cream.
And the glow paint on the small of his back says, right this way, Doc.
And I'm like sucking on a pacifier.
Oh, man.
Whew. De Niro's doctor says...
That'll never be in an open.
Yeah. That there is a connection between his prostate cancer and him dating black women exclusively.
No, it's not. Quit throwing out bad information.
What?
You know what? A lot of people depend on you.
All I'm doing is reading a story.
No, you're not.
I am. So everybody who's, dating black chicks exclusively, you better get your butt checked.
It's CorbyDavidson@hotmail.com.
Cobra.
Anyway, so we have that to look forward to.
What?
I don't know. There's going to be... There's going to be... We talked about this a few months ago. J-Lo is the executive producer now of a talk show that's going to be hosted by her sister. Her sister's name is Linda Lopez.
Linda Wide-ass.
Look at how ugly her sister is. Look at that.
I mean, that's one of the saddest things that could happen to a person.
It is, because J-Lo is good looking.
Is have somebody that's real hot and then have like a torn up sister.
She's
or
like,
sister's torn up.
Like tall and gangly and has a giant hook nose.
Very flat chested too.
Oh yeah. And there's J-Lo just blim blamming out everywhere. But supposedly...
Blim blabbing out.
Bam!
Hey, she's not that bad.
Oh, Grego.
Not that...
Compared to her sister?
Well, yeah.
That, okay. What do you think I'm going to say about that head?
Mule.
Chock full of mule.
But who here amongst us would say they wouldn't?
Me! Look at that head!
Pull that.
I swear to God, you could put the head of a mule on her shoulders and there would be no difference.
Look at that face. Look at those teeth.
So anyway, it's not only going to be hosted by her sister, it's going to be hosted by smart women with diverse opinions and varied interests.
Good luck in finding that.
So they're doing The View, huh?
Yes, they're ripping off The View. They've got their Mexican now. So now they're going to move on.
Gonna get an Asian?
Oh, I'm sure they will. A sista, a whitey.
And a fatty.
Yeah, they need one.
Yeah, one of them's gotta be fat.
They have to be.
They've got two on that View.
Otherwise, no. Women won't watch it.
You mean
they have to be able to relate.
Star Jones is fat.
Oh, she is beyond fat.
Come in.
She is giant.
And
that Joy.
Joy Behar.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Is she fat?
She's got an ass.
Old. She's not fat.
The heck? You know what? She's doing commercials for Weight Watchers now.
And her
ass is axe handle wide, I'm telling you.
Big, fat lady.
It'll be a...
Okay, well, if that's what she is, then... That's what you say, Grego, then I guess that's what she is.
It'll be a one-stop source.
Well, you'll see the commercial for her coming
fat
up.
Ass! For the very latest on pop culture, news, lifestyle, celebrities, beauty, and fashion. And J-Lo herself will make surprise appearances.
Just like Barbara Walters.
Right. Nelson Mandela reported today in London that there will be a global initiative to raise awareness of the devastating impact of AIDS in Africa. And there's going to be a big concert starring Bono and Beyonce. The campaign will be called Give 1 Minute of Your Life to Stop AIDS. My 1 minute for those people in Africa would just go to the guys and bring a picture of Pam Anderson and say, stop drilling that jungle book.
Oh, now that's abrasive.
Well, saying is...
Good Lord.
Yeah, it got dumped.
You idiot.
Huh. You really thought
his
that
name
was
is Snake.
You really thought that was just gonna just pass. That is just unbelievable.
I'm done.
Like that.
What?
Not participating in this segment anymore.
What?
You can't say that.
You can't?
What are you, a condor?
Man! Man!
That was very insensitive, Corby.
Why do the rest of us have to become aware of AIDS in Africa?
What?
Shouldn't they be more aware of AIDS in Africa?
What?
It's killing all of them.
What?
It's not killing us.
Right. I don't understand why they're so dumb.
Because they don't understand.
How do they not understand? Their people are dying left and right. I guarantee
because
you they
don't,
know.
They don't know how it's contracted.
Why they can't contract it.
Yeah,
they can't read. They can't.
No, they can't read, a lot of them.
Well,
what
about word of mouth?
Yeah.
Well, they don't trust the Western world.
Meanwhile, they're dying off by the millions.
What does the Western world have to do with their dingus?
Because we go over there and tell them that, hey, this is what causes it, and they're like, no, it's not. They don't believe it. It's a different culture.
So who do they believe?
They believe the hippo. He tells them they believe it.
So have a cartoon hippo talk about AIDS. Dance around.
Are we talking
about... Well, you know, they tried to have that on Sesame Street.
Keep the dingus in your pants.
What, Danny?
Are these people that live in, like, big cities, or are we talking about...
Everywhere.
Bush people?
Everywhere.
People that live in the jungle.
Right.
Tribesmen.
Yeah.
So they're going to believe Nelson Mandela, huh?
And Bono and Beyonce.
Yeah, why would they believe Bono? Here comes this white
guy. Why would they believe Beyonce?
Well, they're probably not going to believe him.
Because she's beautiful.
They've been fighting
an orange-haired sister from Houston.
I mean, they've been fighting
this.
They're
going to believe that, huh?
For 20 years. They haven't started believing it now.
Elton John has signed on for a 3-year, 75-show run at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace in Vegas. And there is no telling what they are paying that guy.
So they've got Celine Dion and Elton John?
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. His engagement kicks off February the 13th in the theater.
So he's doing this at the same place she is?
Yes.
How many shows is he obligated to do?
It just says...
75.
Wow.
But they do 2 shows a day.
Tickets are $250 a piece.
He is making so much cash.
It just shows you how bad Caesars Palace was getting their ass kicked by all the other casinos.
I just can't believe that...
That what?
That guy can pull in the crowd. I guess he can, though.
He appeals to everybody.
Sure he can.
Yeah.
But it's so great. It's so genius what these people are doing. They're playing. They're basically touring, but they never have to leave. The people tour and come see them.
Exactly.
Rather than them traveling all over the country and seeing different people, there's different people every day in Vegas.
And you got to remember this: who?
And they're all looking to go do something like that.
What do those two have in common?
Gay?
No.
Aliens?
They both appeal to the frau crowd that are going to drag their husbands out. I mean, the husband's going to want to stay in there and play cards all day. Well, you can do that, honey, as long as you go with me to see Celine Dion tonight. That's very, very smart.
I cannot believe that she has an audience.
I can't
either.
That
there are human beings, there are breathing people out there.
Not just an audience. Huge audience.
Are they all
worldwide.
Over the age of 50?
No. Look at Psycho Dave.
Let's leave him out of this.
Why? That shows you how diverse her audience is.
He's troubled.
He's the only male in America that likes her.
You know, I can't swear I wouldn't go see her if I went out there. Can't swear it.
I can.
Yeah.
No, I'm into seeing Elton.
Yeah, I'd be into seeing him, but I ain't seeing her.
Don't overrate him.
Elton John?
Yeah.
You can't overrate him.
You really
can't.
Nah,
he's great, man. If he'd sing all of his old stuff, I'd go.
You don't want him singing all that Lion King crap?
No. He starts dragging that stuff out. I'm out. But if he'll sing Rocket Man and all the other good stuff, yeah, I might go see him.
Leave On.
Love that song. Nothing wrong with that.
Rocket Man.
Are you ripping that song?
No, I do like Leave On.
We have Rocket Man, don't we, Dave?
Rocket, all of my rocket sauce. All of my rocket sauce. All of my rocket sauce.
Hey.
And just once again, what's so good about that? What's so genius about that right there? Isn't that Tenacious D?
Yeah.
Well, what's so
it's
good
Jack
about
Black.
That?
Jack Black. He's genius.
Okay, well.
You haven't seen any of the episodes from HBO, have you?
Black? Of what?
Of Tenacious D.
No.
They're coming out on DVD, and you will laugh your sack off.
Don't think
I know
so.
I know your sense of humor. You will absolutely keel over, and you... who has become this closet Jack Black fan who hadn't seen any of that stuff, you are in for the rarest of rare treats.
I'm not a closet Jack Black fan. I admit it.
Well, that's what I'm saying,
I thought he was great in Orange County. He was great in High Infidelity, or High Fidelity.
It wasn't a documentary on REO Speedwagon.
Is that a Mel Brooks movie?
High Infidelity. Studer.
You guys have got to go see School of Rock. You've got to go see School of Rock. It's great.
I'm going.
All right. Go with Snake.
But see, most Jack Black fans are fans because of Tenacious D. And
no, they're
they
not. I think very few people know about Tenacious
D.
The HBO episodes?
Yeah.
They're very underground.
I guarantee you more people know about him from the movies that he's made.
There's no question.
How can it be underground if it's on HBO?
Because no one watched it back then.
And there's only like six or seven episodes.
Just by the mere fact it was on HBO, that doesn't make it underground.
Well, you don't watch every show on HBO.
Pretty much, every one of them.
No, you don't. Yeah.
All right, I guess that's it, huh?
Take care, Snake.
Take care, Snake.
I will.
All right.